Kia ora whānau. Nice to see you all here. It has been a weird few weeks for me, but it's really good to be back and feeling good and be here with you. And how great is God? Have any of you been into town over the last 3 nights? Anyone been into town? Oh, the Puanga Matariki pop-up festival of lights. So good. It's amazing. We were there last night and chilling out together, enjoying the stunning views over the water with the shades of red from the last of the setting sun and the hubbub of people, especially families, laughing and enjoying themselves. And it makes me think how great thou art. How great is God that we can enjoy this beautiful scenery, that we can experience the creative brilliance of artists who reflect God's creative genius, and doing this as a community in a time where for many the lights of life are a bit dim. I've been welled by God and am so grateful to these artists and to the council and for everybody who's put this event on. But as good as last night was, there's a couple of Kiwi there. Yeah, you guys seen the Kiwi? Yeah, they're pretty neat. Oh, they were at the Festival of Lights last time as well, weren't they? As good as last night was, though, there were no stars out. And the moon wasn't out either. I think somebody stole it in their car. That's good, isn't it? It's not me. It was just a meme. But, oh, I like that. On Friday morning, I walked with Lance Pilbrow and his sister up to the Tarns. We started super early to get up there for sunrise. Again, incredible scenery, which turns out, well, it doesn't turn out to, it turns my heart, I should say, to worship our great God. There's me heading down to the Tarns. Or it might have been, no, that must have been afterwards. Yeah, that's looking down after the sunrise, yeah. Anyone seen that before?
Yeah.
I know some of you guys have. We're up there as well. Now, I don't know if you noticed there, but you know what those things are? Yeah, there's eyes. I'd not been up there when it's like frozen. It was fully frozen over. It's crazy. And again, you know, though it was amazing, there were no stars out. The Bible gives witness to God's greatness all through the Bible. And in the Old Testament book of Amos, it says these words. The Lord made the stars, Pleiades and Orion. Yahweh turns darkness into daylight and day into night. I love how this verse talks about light and dark. Not like a one's better than the other sort of way, but in a way that simply acknowledges that there are seasons, there are periods of time, and that God is in the midst of all of those seasons, all of those different times with us. As a church, we've set in our Westway Forward strategic focuses that we want to learn and grow and mature as partners in the Treaty of Waitangi and Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And we've got a poster on the wall over there, which gives 10 ideas for how we can honour the treaty in Aotearoa. And one of them says, number 4 there, it says, make a commitment with a friend to attend local Māori community events. So that's one thing that we can do. So that's really cool. So as a church family, as a gathering of people on a journey with Jesus, it's good to understand and respect and celebrate that which is important to people that we are in covenant with. So like for us here, like how we laugh with those who laugh and we cry with those who are mourning in our faith community that we're covenanted to one another too, we seek understanding and respect and celebrate with those we're in covenant with by way of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So just as Māori have consistently accommodated non-Māori traditions and ways, Matariki is something that we can all get behind and enjoy together from Māori ways of understanding. So we've seen a bit about what Matariki is about, that it's a cluster of 6 or 7 stars that are visible to the naked eye, but of course there are many more as well. Mineral stars. And in cultures around the world, there are different names for this group of stars, such as Pleiades, and there are different meanings connected with it and different celebrations. But here in Taranaki and in other parts of the a couple of other small parts of the country, we more easily see the star Puanga, also known as Rigel. And therefore, the emphasis of celebration is more so shaped around Puanga here in Taranaki, though Matariki is still quite a large feature. And here we can get a little bit of a clue. This is what I was hoping for, like up at the Tarns, but it was like just a bit too cloudy. But you can see here, this part here is quite easily identified, eh? We know what that is? That's the pot, yep. And if you line up this part here of the bottom line of the pot, which is Tautoru, you line that up with the bright one over here, which I don't know its English name. But that's it. Say it again.
Aldebaran.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. That sounded familiar as soon as you said it, but I had no idea. Line that up with Taumata Kuku, and straight line from there, that little cluster. So you make a line from there to there. Not a wiggly one like what I'm doing. Straight through, you see Matariki up there. I was hoping to see that, but yeah. So, what is it all about? Many people are learning for the first time about Matariki, and I'm in the same boat, early stages of learning too. Some of the things I have learned and am reflecting on are that the rising of Matariki is a visual reminder that the season of growing, of harvesting and storing kai has come to an end for Māori traditionally. And this hard work is well worth celebrating. It would be, wouldn't it? So Matariki invites us into celebration and reflection. So, you know, that sort of makes me think, you know, what could we be celebrating? What could we be reflecting? So I've got some questions for us to ponder. What have we put effort into? What have we put effort towards in the last 12 months or so that we can now celebrate? We're going to have a time of being able to reflect using some stars and stuff later on, but I'm just going to throw some stuff out there. And is there an area of struggle, perhaps, or an area of temptation or an area of ignorance that we have worked on or worked through in the last year? And in what ways do we relate to God when things are good, when it's a time to celebrate? How do we relate to God? How do we see God in those sorts of times? Because it's pretty easy, isn't it, to look to God when things are a bit messy and hard. But what about in those good times? And as the cold and darkness of winter approaches, Matariki is a time to not only feast as a celebration for all the effort, but to share out of our abundance, especially with people who have less. So Mouse is going to lead us in thinking about the food offerings later on. But every week there's an opportunity to bring some non-perishable food, place it in the basket in the foyer when we come in, and that gets distributed into food parcels for local people who need a hand. But what has been shared with us? What have we been on the receiving end of in the last 12 months? And how generous have we been with what we have? It's a good question for us as a church as well. I think we're being very generous in lots of ways. That's cool. So Matariki is also a time for remembering loved ones who have died. And you know, this brings to mind special people who we've loved here, like Jocelyn. And family members who have died that many of us have connections with. And I think of people like John's mother. What do we want to especially remember about these people that we have known and loved that have died over the last 12 months? What do we especially want to remember about them? Because death and loss and tragedy and trauma, as we know, they're simply a part of the human experience. Death is a part of life. And as we think back to the passage from Amos, we remember that darkness is turned to daylight and daylight into darkness, that God is with us in the changing of these sorts of seasons too. Te Whiti o Rongomai and Tohu Kākehi, local legends of Parihaka fame, said these words, Ko te pō te kaihari te rā, ko te mate te kaihari I te oranga. Night is brighter, night is the bringer of day, night is the bringer of day, death is the bringer of life. God is with us in the changing of seasons. So how might God be present with you at the moment? How are we aware of God? And Matariki is a visual reminder to prepare the gardens as well, to enable the cold to kill off the weeds and soil infections, to ensure things are ready for the coming time of planting. So gardening is such a wonderfully rich image for us to draw on when thinking about faith. Is there something in our lives that God might be inviting us to lessen in our lives? Or something that God might be inviting us to let die? Perhaps some negative self-talk or our alcohol intake or greed or gossip. Those late nights that have ongoing effect. How we relax and unwind. What we let into our minds through our eyes. Whatever it might be. What might be God inviting us to lessen or to let die? And what needs our time and attention right now? Is there something God might want us to think more about or to learn or to prepare us? Or to learn in order to prepare us for what's next? And then there's the big garden. Our planet. Matariki is a reminder for us to respect and protect and heal creation. So I want to end with a prayer. The Baptist Churches of New Zealand have been sending out some prayers specifically to women in our churches over the last couple of days. So, yeah, I don't tend to forward on masses of emails, but because there's stuff that comes through every day. But I thought this one was for women in the churches and Matariki related, so I thought I'd like to share this with us. I tēnei wā o te Matariki. Ka e noi mātou kia ngā wāhine o ngā hāhi irihi, o Aotearoa kia waka tēnei tēnā hia. Rāpua te kaihanga o Matariki o Tautoru. I rero ka ana ia te atārangi o te mate hei ata. E whakapauri itia, ana e ia te rā hei pō. E karangatia, ana e ia ngā wai o te moana. A rea hia, ana e ia ki ranga, ki te mata o te whenua, ko ihoa tōna ingoa. Ko ihoa, i hōhou nei i tā tātou rongo, kia ia i ranga, ia te kraiti. A hōmai, ana e ia kia mātou, te mini tātanga o te hauhanga rongo. He kārere mātou nā te karaiti. Ko ngā kupu a ihoa. Kau e wehi, kei a koe, ne hoki ahau. Kau a ngā kau kore, ko ahau hoki tō koutou atua. Māku ko koe e waka kaha. Hei āwhina ia koe. Ka puri i tia, koe i ahau ki runga ki tōku ringa mātou. I runga i te ingoa tapu o ihu karaiti. Āmeni. Good words there from Amos and in Corinthians and from Isaiah. Hope you followed along there as I struggled through that.